أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Our modern 21st century approach to people and cultivating people celebrates producing predators. We seem to think that to succeed as a human being you have to be a go-getter. You have to be a person who pursues outcomes and captures the results that they want. We cultivate result-focused people that measure the weight and the significance of their lives on the basis of their accumulation. It's almost as if idiomatically, he who eats the most wins. That's a crude implication of he who has the most wins. This predatory approach to being alive comes with a significant downside, because it makes you, it alienates you from your own deepest nature, because it alienates you from your deepest fitra. Deeply, the very essence of your being is not predatory. The essence of who you are is a connectedness with all things, which means a friendship with all things, which means a collaborative experience of the world. not an experience of the world where you are gunning results and outcomes that you want, but an experience of the world where you that is based on gratitude, where you know that your best, your highest self-interest is already taken care of, and you don't have to pursue it because it'll come to you. So the alternative way of being in the world, rather than being predatory, is to have a receptive approach to things, to let things come to you, rather than for you to go out to get. This distinction between these two ways of being is, from one point of view, so crystal clear and so obvious that we tempted to play angels and devils with the phenomena. You know, we think, oh, I'm such a receptive being. Congratulate ourselves. I'm such a good person. He's so predatory. But what we have to understand is that these two qualities of predatory and receptive attention run through the middle of every human being alive. Every one of us, on an ongoing basis, are struggling contending with these two possibilities. What do I want to get, and what can I contribute? While it is true that we have both essences in us, we also have to understand that from the point of view of being a believer, being predatory is not the preferred option. Being predatory is predicated on the folly. First of all, I have to get what I want. And if you construct your day-to-day engagement with life on the basis of getting what you want, by definition, the comment is that what I have is not good enough. I want more. I want to get more. That approach is kufr. That approach produces an experience of the world being hostile to you, because your whole demeanor to the world is predatory and aggressive. It's based on ingratitude. It's saying what I have is not good enough. How often in Quran does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not refer to kufr as ingratitude? Refer to the kafirun as those who are ungrateful. It means to have a bedrock of resentment and expectation as the bottom of your being is to be deeply kafir, irrespective of how much you profess kalima. That's on the tongue. If there isn't gratitude in the heart, your kalima is nonsense. The second useful way of seeing how Allah describes the kafirun is arrogance. The kufar are those who think that they are in charge of their lives. They have made their own lives work because of their own ingenuity. And whatever they have is the product of their own cleverness and their own endeavor. Not realizing just how profoundly what they have has been granted to them by genius, which is they cannot account for. And yet we find ourselves very often, you see people congratulating themselves with, I'm a self-made man. I know how things work. I'm sharp. When you behave like this, behave in this predatory way, not only are you professing the essence of kufr, irrespective of how much deen you profess and seem to act on, you're also reaping for yourself two bitter fruit, which will come to visit you in the fullness of time. It will just take some time, or it may take some time. The first bitter fruit is that you will know at some level in your own heart, you will have the disquiet of knowing that you have reneged on your first contract with your Rabb. He asked you at the beginning of time, he said, am I not your Rabb? And you said yes. All of us said yes. We were sent into this world to bear witness that he is our Rabb. So when we start to have this arrogance of saying, well, you know, what isn't good enough, and I'm going to make my way, and I'm going to make my future, I'm in charge of my life, we are, at some level, we're breaking the trust, you see, the bond. That creates a deep sense of disquiet and anxiety, a discontent. And so most people in our age are deeply discontented, but they're discontented at a level that they can't even account for. There's like a disquiet that seeps through the bottom. It's like an ooze at the very basis of their being. Like an unhappiness. Related to the sense of unhappiness is that you know that if you treat the world as prey, you have a predatory way of looking at things. If you treat the world as prey to get out of it what you want, that world becomes hostile to you. And by world, I mean everything that isn't you. All the people, everything that you experience that is not you, becomes hostile to you. And no matter how arrogant you are and how clever you are, at some level you have to recognize that they are many and you are one. That it is big and you are small. So if you start trying to behave like a predator, it has to occur to you at some level that you're picking a fight you cannot win. So not only do you have this immense disquiet at the base of your being, you also recognize that you are dealing with a world which is now your adversary, your enemy, and which is likely to, in the fullness of time, beat you. What a miserable life. All of the things that we do to try and secure our future are part of this. All of the things we do in dunya, in this world, to try and secure our future is part of this phenomenon. And that's not to say that you shouldn't save money or whatever. But don't make those things your rub. So what's the alternative? The alternative is to live in a way where step by step you allow the insight that the world is indeed the world of people, the everything that isn't you, is your benefactor and your ally, because it is the face of your Rabb. And he said, you right at the beginning of time, you said, you are my Rabb. What is a Rabb? A Rabb is like a custodial Lord. It is one who both, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, provides and withholds. Provides whatever your needs and withholds the catastrophe. Now, if you deal with the world from the point of view that on an ongoing basis, your needs are provided for, deeply understanding that your needs are provided for, and the catastrophe is withheld from you, You have a real experience of the world not being your enemy, but this big thing that you confront every moment that you're alive is your friend. It is your ally. It is your benefactor. That's a completely different way of being alive. So it has the mirror two opposite qualities of being predatory. Being predatory, you have the sense of disquiet in your own skin, and you're looking at a world which is hostile to you. When your attention operates in a receptive way, when you allow things to come to you rather than you gunning for things, your experience of the world, first of all, your experience in your own skin is one of contentment, and you're looking at a world which is your benefactor and your ally. Which of those two do you want to live in? Now, why is it useful to make this distinction? Because as I indicated, both of these things contend in us on an ongoing basis. And the easiest way to actually find out which one of these is predominating for you at the moment is to ask yourself, what does it feel like to be in your own skin? Are you fundamentally discontented? Or are you fundamentally fulfilled? Are you fundamentally fearful of the future? Or are you do you have a fundamental sense of trust that all will be well, irrespective of how catastrophic things seem to be, they will be well. As you grow on this path, incrementally, it is like the sun coming up. It starts dark, and then there's a little bit of gray, and then slowly, you start getting more evidence that you can trust life, that the world is your benefactor, that you have a Rabb, and you can start bearing witness to that on the basis of first-hand experience. And the experience of being alive, it becomes increasingly satisfying, contented. So listen to yourself. On the wall here behind me, Man arafa nafsahu arafa rabbahu. Know yourself and you know your Lord. There's so many implications to that statement. Give attention to what it feels like to be you. Work on what it feels like to be you. Consistently remind yourself of the boon that has produced who you are. Consistently remind yourself of the catastrophes that have been withheld from you for you to be who you are. Then you'll know your Lord. You will know that you have a Rabb, Rabbuhu. One who protects and one who provides. May Allah grant us nearness to Him. May He grant us annihilation in Him. May He grant us death before we die. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin 'abdika wa rasulika nabiyyina wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.